All right, DJ Tripolino dropped the beat for Fabric Scraps. Hey everybody, this is Ian McConnell. I'm the new guy at Fabric, really excited to be with you. You might notice that this is a little bit of a different format from usual. Usually we just kind of take our message from Sundays and plop it right here in the podcast feed, but today we are doing a Scraps episode, it's called a Fabric Scrap. Because this past Sunday we wrapped up the New Guy series with a game that we all played together in the space at Field Elementary School where we gather, and it was called Story Stitch. And Story Stitch is a game that was developed by Green Card Voices. They're a local organization that works with immigrants to be able to share their stories, and really, really a beautiful organization. You should check them out online. But they designed this game to share stories with one another, and really, it's about listening well and receiving other people's stories. So we played this game. It was really great, but the downside of that is that it's really not that great of a podcast episode. So today, I thought, I kind of want to just take a moment to speak directly to you, whoever you are listening to the podcast. I know we've got a kind of a wide variety of people who listen to the podcast. So maybe you're a regular on Sundays at Field School or online at Fabric MPLS YouTube channel. Or maybe you're a regular listener to this podcast. Maybe this is your first time tuning in and you don't even realize that this is a little bit different. But either way, hello. Thank you for stitching yourself into this churchy community in whatever way that you do. It's really been touching to be able to share some of my story these past few weeks, to brave some uncertainty related to being new to a community, to have my story held gently within this community, and especially starting to have the opportunity to listen to so many of your stories. I'll be hopefully really, really shortly start visiting some Fabric groups, the kind of small groups that we foster at Fabric as another way to connect too. So groups, if you're not aware, they're kind of a way of to practice being in authentic, significant relationships around conversation with a group. So if that's something you're interested in, if you've been in one before and you're not now, or if you're curious about what it would be like to be in a conversation group, we'd love to have you do that. Some of them meet in person, some of them meet just online, but you can contact Melissa Locke if you want to learn more. And you can find her contact information on our website, fabricmpls.com. It feels like the sort of demand du jour these days is to pretty staunchly take sides on like everything, right? Like creating in-groups and out-groups along lines of division that we sometimes create for ourselves, even, you know, around issues political issues or religion or parenting styles or race or gender, sex, sexuality, you name it. It's like there are so many lines and we create groups and take sides on either side of these issues. And I feel like listening can become a practice in exercising the emotional muscles related to empathy and understanding, rather than what I feel like I see a lot in online spaces and certainly like on the news, right, where listening isn't really about understanding or about empathy, but it's more related to criticism or just finding a way to refute the person who you're arguing with, you know. But these past few weeks in this New Guy series, we've been talking a lot about curiosity and how listening with curiosity might be not only a wonderful posture in welcoming newcomers among us, but also frankly, in liberating ourselves and liberating others and identifying God in the movement toward one another or existing in the space between and around all that is. That will never not be fascinating to me, is the way that curiosity and listening well are a way through that, through those divisions. I mean, there's a long history as humans that points to this reality, that sharing stories, both telling our own and receiving the stories of others, opens us to greater empathy and kindness. I had a professor one time in seminary, which is like pastor school, where I went to go to become a pastor, to learn the, I don't know, theology and all that. But I had a professor there one time that said, it might be our task, it might be our job to simply listen other people into life and to be listened into life ourselves. I think that's just so beautiful. Countless wisdom traditions point to this as a foundational reality for humanity itself, is like our connection to storytelling and curiosity and listening and all the ways that we have such an oral history from the very beginning. And for Fabric, as a community that's rooted in the Christian tradition, one of the places that we take inspiration from is the Bible, particularly the Gospels, which are kind of like the life and times of Jesus. And over as Jesus encounters people, like real people with real needs and desires and pain and joy and wondering and hope and despair, he hears these stories, he sees them for who they are in their full humanity, and he has compassion. He feels it in his guts. Like there's a crossover in language, where like compassion and empathy and like that gut churning feeling, it's all kind of related. And so over and over in the Gospels, Jesus takes the time to hear people and see them and know them deeply. Especially those who have been labeled, you know, or cast out of their communities or out of society, or maybe who don't conform to kind of societal norms, and they've been separated out. So he sees them and knows them deeply beyond the labels that divide them. And so one of the stories, as I think about this, that's really been, I don't know, it's really been kind of rolling around in my head, is the story about this guy who was born blind. And so he spent his whole life, childhood, teenage years, young, you know, 20s, whatever, as a person experiencing blindness. And Jesus was walking along. This is in John 9. And Jesus is walking along. He sees this guy. And he's kind of outside of the city, right? Outside of his town. And the disciples, Jesus' friends who have been following him around, they say, "Rabbi, who sinned so that this guy was born blind? Did his parents sin or did he sin? What's the story here that he is blind?" You know, as though like ailments that we experience, or the pain that we experience, or the suffering we endure, or whatever, is somehow a punishment or reward, you know, for whatever kind of behavior we have. And Jesus answered to them, like, I think he kind of looked at them with his eyebrows raised and was like, "Neither? Neither. Are you no?" And he spits in the mud. Like he goes to this man and he spits into the mud and mixes it up and creates this, you know, like paste out of saliva and dirt, and he rubs it on the guy's eyes. And Jesus said to him, "Go to this pool and wash your eyes." So he went into town and he washed his eyes, and when he came back, he could see. And I just think, like, I don't believe that, like, the things that I'm experiencing, that where I suffer or feel disconnected or cast out or outside the norms or anything like that, I don't believe those are punishments. And I don't even believe that those things need healing. But I think the point in this story is that Jesus sees this guy as a full human, not as a object lesson in the rewards and punishments for our behavior. And I think as a community rooted in this Christian tradition that looks to scripture as one of the ways that we take inspiration, my hope is that together we might take some cues here, right? like looking toward God as the divine source of empathy and connection. And I hope that we can hold a posture of curiosity and empathy and kindness when we look, certainly when we look at others, maybe especially when we look in the mirror, or when we consider the nature and character of what I most commonly call God. Whatever name you use is just fine with me. So I think that's about what I have to say today in this little scrappy scraps episode. But I'm glad to have had the chance to talk directly to you through this podcast feed. I'm really grateful to be part of Fabric, and that me and my family are starting to kind of weave our stories in to what y'all are about. If you are looking for more information about Fabric, we'd love to have you join us. We have some upcoming series the next like 10 weeks that are going to be fun. So for the next 3 weeks, we're going to do a series called Rooted, and we're going to be talking about what does it mean to have root systems as individuals. What are we rooted in? And we're going to talk about interconnected root systems, like to other people and to the divine. And then on Easter, so this year Easter is on the 31st of March, and our theme is buried, and we're doing kind of like a zombie Easter. So I'm not going to say much more about it because I'm really excited, but I want there to be a little mystery for you because it's kind of fun. So come find out what Buried is about on Easter if you dare. And then after Easter, starting on April 7th, we're going to have a series called Unearthed. And we're going to be doing the courageous thing to kind of not put our heads in the sand on topics that are sometimes a little bit difficult to talk about. So I hope that you will come join, come be part of it, whether that's in person in South Minneapolis at Field School on Sundays at 10:30, or if you're joining us online, or just, you know, subscribing to this podcast and listening in as the conversation continues. We hope that you will be a part of that. You can find more online at fabricmpls.com. or on social media at FabricMPLS on Instagram, or you can search Fabric Minneapolis on Facebook. And if you'd like to reach out to join a Fabric group for further conversation and belonging to community and being part of this kind of third space in a world that is seemingly losing a lot of valuable community connection third spaces, come be woven deeply into this community. And if nothing else, we're glad that you're here right now. Thanks for joining the conversation. We'll talk soon.